as a starting point, the federal government has 650,000 vehicles, cars, trucks, buses of every shape and size imaginable. And they're under a mandate, all federal agencies, to reduce petroleum consumption. These are both executive order and statutory mandates. So they're taken very seriously by federal fleets. In order to do that, they can turn to more efficient vehicles. That's one way. Hybrids is a good option. But they can also turn to alternative fuels, compressed natural gas, ethanol, and biodiesel, and electricity. So last year, we met with private sector infrastructure developers, the folks who develop the gas stations, and some of them serve ethanol. And we said, what do you need to develop the market? Because we have 70,000 vehicles, and we don't have any access to the fuel. And it's very simple. Where are those vehicles? Where is the demand? So as a result of our meeting last year, we published the locations for all these vehicles. And in the last year or so, we've seen tremendous development as the private sector has taken that information. They see where the demand is. They develop the stations to serve our fleets.
And so I'm sorry. Go ahead. Do you want to finish?
This year, we are going to focus on that, but we're also expanding to compressed natural gas and biodiesel, which have issues that are a little bit different.
And so are you locating the new facilities where people can get these fuels, or how are you facilitating connecting the infrastructure with the need?
We are working a couple of different options here. For some of those remote, highly secure federal facilities, it makes sense for the federal government to simply install a station on site. That's really the second choice. First choice is to have public stations available for anyone who has an ethanol vehicle. So what we do is we will show the industry where our concentration of fleets are. Where are those large concentrations of flex fuel vehicles, those vehicles that run on both ethanol and gasoline? And if there are 1,000 in one area or maybe more, there will be interest on the part of the developers to install a station there to serve it. But then they can also serve the public fleets, the vehicles that you and I would drive, and other fleets as well.
So it sounds as if Energy is really trying to push the chicken and egg question a little bit. If there were more stations, more people might be inclined to have these vehicles. And if there were more of the vehicles out there, then station owners might be more inclined to offer the fuel.
Exactly. It's really a question, in my opinion, of awareness. A lot of people just don't understand. They may drive a flex fuel vehicle. They don't even know it. And in some areas of the country, the ethanol is a far less expensive solution. Better deal.
How could someone drive a flex fuel car and not know it?
You mean
if it's a government car or a corporate car?
Well, if it's a government or corporate car, you probably know, because the state and local governments and the federal government are under mandates to switch over and burn alternative fuels as they try and reduce their petroleum consumption. If you're renting a vehicle.
I see. Yeah, that's possible.
How would you know? There's a little tiny sticker on the back of the vehicle. You might not be aware.
Yeah, and it would probably be virtually impossible to go find fuel for, you know, that kind of vehicle if you were just simply driving it for a day or two.
Yes, and there are locations. The Midwest has quite a large number of stations, but outside of that, there just aren't that many. We have 130,000 flex fuel vehicles in the federal government. A little over half of those do not have access. So that's our current focus, provide access to those vehicles that are currently, we call it waivered. They just don't have access to the fuel.
Well, will Mr. Chu, the Energy Secretary, be at this conference, maybe kick it off and tell the world how serious you are?
I don't believe Mr. Chu is going to be there, but we'll have several ranking DOE officials to help us kick it off. As I said, this is the second one, and now we're broadening our focus a bit. Electric vehicles are very exciting in terms of what they offer going forward, but it's still a little bit in the future, whereas ethanol and CNG and biodiesel are here today. There are issues in deploying those fuels, but they are manageable, and federal fleets are doing a fantastic job of using them.